Thank you, Alan. Now for our last news slot on this part of Chatterbox. You had better get spending those £5 notes, as shops need no longer accept them, the old £5, after the 5th of May. On the same financial theme, we hear that Norwich Cathedral is in good financial order, although for the future, the organ is to be the subject of major repairs and funding is required. British shoppers have just weeks left to spend or bank the 160 million paper fivers still in circulation before they lose their legal tender status. From May the 5th, shops will no longer have to accept the paper £5 note featuring Elizabeth Fry as payment for goods. More than 50% of all Fry fivers have already been returned to be destroyed, but there are still millions left in circulation. From next month, the new polymer note featuring Sir Winston Churchill will be the only £5 note with legal tender status. Some banks said building societies may still accept the notes, but this is at their own discretion. The bank will continue to exchange the old £5 notes indefinitely, as it would be for any other banknote which no longer has legal tender status. The new notes were launched in September. Later this year, the bank will issue a new £10 polymer note featuring Jane Austen.
As financial crises threaten the future of some of the country's most cherished religious buildings, Norwich Cathedral reveals how it is bucking the trend. The 900-year-old building, which employs around 70 members of staff, was more than £560,000 better off, according to its end-of-year accounts for 2016. And its dean, the Very Reverend Dr. Jane Hedges, has revealed the cathedral is now looking to spend around £2 million on rebuilding its organ and supporting its existing choirs. It comes as the Church of England announced it was launching an investigation into the running of cathedrals across the country. It was prompted by a recent report into the financial problems at Peterborough Cathedral, where difficulties have left the church at the risk of not being able to pay staff. But the Very Reverend Hedges said Norwich Cathedral was in a much better position, partly thanks to the large property portfolio on the close. The Very Reverend Hedges said, "It is a very healthy position, but the important thing to remember is that when you're managing quite a lot of money, you have a big responsibility to make sure you look after it well."
And a bit more about Norwich Cathedral. It's to launch a new appeal after Easter to help pay for its 75-year-old organ to be rebuilt. Constructed between 1940 and 1942, it is said to be one of the largest pipe organs in the country. But the Very Reverend Dr. Jane Hedges said years of regular use had left it needing a lot of work to bring it back to its former glory. The cathedral is also seeking to raise money to shore up the endowment fund for its boys' choir and providing the additional singing lessons for its girls' choir. Along with work on the organ, the projects are expected to cost a total of £2 million. Over the past 12 months, the cathedral has already paid £1.5 million to replace all of its indoor lighting with LEDs. The Very Reverend Hedges said the old lights were very basic and were put in 50 years ago. All being well, these will last for another 50 years. All of the lights are expected to be replaced this year.
Pupils at Norwich High School for Girls have raised more than £700 for the East Anglian Children's Hospice each in a sponsored swimathon. Members of the school's competitive swimming club were cheered on by their peers as they swam as many widths as possible in 10 minutes. Between them, the girls, all aged between 7 and 11 years old, raised a total of £740. Mrs. Large, PE teacher at Norwich High School for Girls, said, "I am so proud of the girls. They secured all of the sponsorship themselves within only a few days and showed great swimming ability to complete their challenge. The money raised will go to a wonderful charity and will help children and families across the region. each works to support families and provide care for children and young people with life-threatening conditions across East Anglia.
Norwich's Busy Bees Nursery has become one of just a dozen out of 329 that the provider has across the country to be named a Centre of Excellence. The nursery at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital was presented with an award from Busy Bees for its ongoing commitment to providing better outcomes for children. Linda Smith, nursery manager, said she was delighted about the award, which is received at a ceremony in Stratford-upon-Avon on March the 31st. The award was presented to the nursery after it was recognised for consistently good performance and impressed inspectors from Busy Bees childcare team, which sets the standards and curriculum for hundreds of nurseries.
Well, that's all from Paddy and myself, and now it's on to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Michael Hutchinson.